This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Kia ora and welcome to this Plains FM feature interview. I'm Nikki Rees. And joining me today to talk about Selwyn Culture Fest is Councillor Sophie McInnes. Kia ora, Sophie.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining me. It's soon to be a very busy time in Selwyn with the Culture Fest coming up this weekend on Sunday. Tell me a little bit about what goes on.
Well, the main event itself is 4 hours of multicultural fun, basically. There's usually a big stage next to Lincoln Event Centre, and then various ethnic groups take part in dancing, singing, and various other activities. And then there are stalls with various groups who are selling traditional foods of different types. Like, you literally have to bring heaps of money and an empty stomach because it's just so delicious. But this year as well, they're going to be using more of the indoor space at Lincoln Event Centre. So that gives an opportunity to do more things, just explore more and have heaps of different fun.
Yeah, and I'm seeing from the website that there is a have-a-go activity area and there are going to be stalls. This is inside the Lincoln Event Centre. So it is something a little bit different with stalls in there as well and a theatre seating area and a stage and also kind of like bleacher seating on the side.
Yes.
So that will be very useful for seeing what's happening in the whole area. I mean, it seems like it's going to be completely opened up.
I mean, the seating's usually there for all the first sports activities because it's quite often used for netball and so on as well. And yeah, looking at the map for this year, everything's moved around a wee bit. I think they've taken on board a lot of feedback and we're doing different things. And I love the idea of the have-a-go area. So usually there's something like Hororata Highland Games bring their various barrel racing type competitions and you can have a go. But then this time round, there's also some Korean martial arts, some stage performers letting you have a go and sort of practice some dances and some kiorahi as well, traditional Maori sports as well.
And as you say, there's an incredible amount of variety in the food that's going to be available. There's a desserts lounge. That sounds very tasty.
No, you're going to have to avoid, well, I will have to avoid that until the very end, to be honest.
Yes. I think you'll have to pace yourself maybe across a few hours, do you think?
I know. Yeah, definitely. But no, there's always so much food. Like I try to make sure with my kids, we have to go around every single stall to have a look before we decide where to spend your money. Because, you know, if you give them a 10 buck note, it'll be gone before you've moved five steps.
Just thinking through the list here, there's the Nut Brown Confectionery. We've got My Bretzel, which must be some sort of pretzel potentially, but maybe with a spin on that. Gelatiamo, which is a great name. I guess that's gelato, but maybe that's slightly different as well. Berry Burst, Real Fruit Ice Cream and Yogurt. Yum, honey cakes.
Yep.
Oh, there's all sorts of things happening. And, of course, there are community groups there as well, aren't there?
Yeah. A lot of them are are actually manned by local groups seeking to fundraise for their own activities or just generally because they want to share something of their culture with everybody else. And this is the perfect opportunity to do that.
Boon cake I'm seeing, Nepali street food, crispy dumplings. Oh, that sounds delicious.
It's a day to not have breakfast before you go.
Yeah, indeed. Let us eat Morocco, spelt lettuce like the vegetable.
And then there's a few information stands as well. So Network Waitangi or Totahi always come and the Multicultural Council are there. The Electoral Commission, because let's face it, we're in election season, and a few other groups, so providing a bit of information as well as food.
And in fact, the New Zealand Police often do quite fun stuff, don't they?
Yep.
Volunteering Canterbury's there as well. Plains FM is going to be there. Lincoln University Muslim Association, so you can get a chance to really get a sense of what's happening in the Selwyn community.
The Lincoln Uni has a lot of international students now. I'm doing a postgrad part-time there, and I reckon for most of the last few years, at least 50% of the classes are from overseas, and a lot of them, particularly in the postgrad space, come over with family And if they don't, they still want to connect with people from their own culture because it's part of your support network, which makes Lincoln the perfect place to have something like this, to be honest.
I know that Selwyn Council has been very proactive in making new migrants welcome.
Yeah, we're part of the Welcoming Communities Initiative. So ours is joint with Ashburton, but we do a lot of activities in Selwyn. So there's the team there have been working on things like Dinners of Selwyn, which is kind of like a quite an elaborate potluck dinner at community halls around the area. So you bring something from your own culture, label it so everybody knows what's in there, so they can choose whether or not it fits with allergies or that sort of thing. And yeah, you have a really good time sharing meals and trying different things. There are planting days. I'm trying to remember what the name for the planting day one is. It's something to do with putting down roots. So you help plant some native trees in different areas around the district. And then in Culture Fest itself is actually almost like a month-long extravaganza. So there's the main event, but there's also other activities in different community facilities, like there's Nigerian hair braiding one day, there's the Celtic Fiddle Orchestra, sushi making workshops, different dance workshops. And then there's things like Faces of Selwyn on air with yourselves with Plains FM.
That's right. How long have you lived in Selwyn, Sophie?
I've lived in Selwyn 10 years now.
Yeah.
And I'm originally from England. My mum's French, so I always enjoy seeing something a bit different around the area too.
And how was it for you when you first arrived in that community?
It was pretty good, although to be honest, when you're coming in from England, the differences in culture is more linguistic. So there's a few words like going down to the dairy and I'm sitting there thinking, that's where you milk cows, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we've gotten past that one now. Overall, it's not a huge amount of difference when you're coming in as an English immigrant, but coming in from a lot of the non-English speaking countries is a wee bit different for these guys.
And it seems like Welcoming Communities is a very well set up kind of process these days.
I think that's a great thing because, I mean, it's mostly a social and cultural well-being thing, but also when it comes down to economic well-being, so things like knowing where to get some assistance if you've got trouble with visas or employment relations and all that sort of thing. If you know that there's places that you can go, this is part of building that network before you need any other issues.
The other thing about the Selwyn Culture Fest is the careful clearing away or non-use or non-creation of waste. So Selwyn's event sustainability initiative is really coming into play here too, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. And we've recently opened up at the Pines Resource Recovery Park outside Rolleston is the new Rediscover Centre. So they've got lots of waste education and everything in there as well. But the waste-free events, we've been trying to do that for a lot longer, and it's the amount of waste potentially that you can generate at these events is massive, and we know that that's not a good thing. So anything we can do to make sure that people put everything in the right bin, reduce the use of plastic, more compostable stuff, it's a great opportunity to demonstrate it to people that this can be done.
Mm. And food stall holders will have a certified compostable packaging available, so that's all they are able to use. That's a rule, right?
You want to sell food, you've got to use it in compostable materials.
Yeah, and then you've got to sort it into the rubbish gets sorted into the right recycling or organics, which I think is fantastic too.
Yeah, and that's, to be honest, a lot of the visitors who come to the festival come in from Christchurch, and they've been doing that sort of thing for a long time as well. So we're just following on that good example because, it's not just the cities.
So are you going to aim for any type of food personally when you attend Culture Fest this weekend?
Well, I'm
got
not
a favourite
sure.
cuisine?
I love churros, I've got to say.
Join the club, yeah.
But maybe something with noodles first. I'm going to try and steer my kids away from anything that they're particularly, I mean, if we end up getting hot chips, then we end up getting hot chips, but it would be nice if we can try a few things before we go back to what we're used to.
And that's the thing, isn't it, to experiment a bit and to go outside your comfort zone at these events and try something completely different.
Totally. And I'm really looking forward to the performances. That's always really good fun, just even just the costumes and the way people move. I'm not particularly fit, but I enjoy watching other people dance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's so much diversity there that's going to be on stage.
Totally. And the have-a-go activities are always good as well. One, my little boy keeps saying that he's interested in doing some karate or some judo or something like that. Literally got the opportunity for him to try a couple of different martial arts out this weekend.
Oh, so I see this jiu-jitsu Brazilian martial art.
Yep.
Yeah, 5+ years. And also Yeonjongdo Korean martial art. And there's a Maori sports game, Ki Orahi, traditional Maori sports game. Great. And fairy crafts, of course, that's always a popular thing.
So my little girl who's 7, she'll be fine with the fairy crafts, and Jack can go, her twin brother can go play some, try out some martial arts.
Then they can confer later on. swap skills.
I'm not trying to be gender roles of that. No. That's literally how they are. He's a very boy, she's a very girl.
Right. Oh, well, great. Is there anything else that people would need to know about coming out to Selwyn this weekend and enjoying the Culture Fest?
If you're driving, which a lot of people do, I definitely wouldn't come, you know, if the fewer cars, the better. So if you have a full car load, that's really cool. There are buses that go between Lincoln and Rolleston. So, for instance, I'm thinking I'll probably take the kids along on the bus, the 820 from Rolleston. We'll bring our scooters. Then they can, that'll help them from getting from Gerald Street, where the bus stops, up to where the Lincoln Event Centre is. And if you live locally, then walking and cycling works great too.
So it's happening on Sunday, the 10th of September. It starts at 10, goes until 2, and it's at the Lincoln Domain. How do you pronounce Meijer Drive?
Major.
Major. Aha. Yeah. Okay.
That's how I pronounce it anyway. I'm hoping I got it right now.
So it's 15 Major Drive in Lincoln. Great. So enjoy, and hopefully there'll be a great crowd there and a sunny day, or at least no rain. But it goes, the event is on rain or shine. So free entry, have a go at something, try and eat something different, and just get out in the fresh air.
Have fun.
Thanks so much, Sophie.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
To finish off, and in honour of Sophie's French heritage, I would like to play you a song by Zaz. She is a French singer. She's done lots of entertainment on the streets of France, and she does big concerts as well. And this is her tune, Je Veux. Je parle fort et je suis franche. Excusez-moi, pardon de déranger.
listening to a Plains FM featured interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.